We are in Canto 2, Chapter 7, and we are seeing the nature of Brahman, verse number 47. We have completed 46, 47.
Sashvat prashantam mayam pratibodhamatram shuddham samam sadasada paratmatatvam shabdo nayatra purakarakavan kriyartha maya paraitya vimuke chavilajjamana.
What is the nature of Brahman? The nature of Brahman is Sashvat. It is Sashvat. It's okay, working. Saswat. Saswat means which remains same all through. There is no change. And Shankaracharya in Bhagavad Gita states that Saswat means there is no modification like we have modification in Sthula Sarira. In Sthula Sarira, we have got six modifications. Asti, Jayate, Vardate, Viprinmate, Apakshiyate, Vinashyate. Six modifications. These modifications are not in Brahman. Why is this not in Brahman? Why these are not in Brahman? Because he does not have gross body. Does not have cross body
and subtle body.
So therefore, no modification. Saswat, continuously of one time. Saswat, prasantam, always shant. Are we always shant? Always shant. Where is asanti?
The mind.
And mind is sukshma sharir. And he is always Santa. By the word Saswat, we have negated gross body. And by the word Prasantam, we are negating the Sukshma Sarir also. So he is always peaceful. Santam. Abhayam. Abhayam means fearless. Why he is fearless?
No duality.
There is no duality. How many Brahmans are there?
One.
Why not two?
It becomes finite and it is changing and perishable.
The moment it becomes two, they become finite. Once they become finite, they become drishya. It is seen. Once they become drishya, they are naswa. So our Brahman will be perishable. So therefore, it is not acceptable. Abhayam. So Abhayam is the goal. That Brahman is called the Abhayam. That is goal. And Abhayam is the means also. We have studied in our Bhagavad Gita. Abhayam, you have to practice this value and you have to reach that Abhay state. Abhayam. Pratibodha matram. Is this a new word for you? Pratibodha matam viditam amritatva bindate. You see, whatever the Bhagavat is saying, same thing is in Kenot Nishad is also saying. Same thing. Pratibodha. What is this pratibodha? Pratibodha means each thought it is seen. In each and every thought it is there. What is its function? It illumines each and every thought. Because all thoughts are inner. Who is giving sentiency? Who is illuminating those thoughts? That Brahman, that consciousness. That consciousness is illuminating. So if you want to reach that consciousness, where you have to go? You have to go to your thought. Then we get identified with the thought. But he is only witness. It will come. He is only witness. Illuminating. Pratibodha matram suddham. He is pure. Suddham. And where are the impurities?
Mind.
Impurities are in the mind. Mind is made of five great elements. Five great elements represent Maya. So all impurities come from
Maya.
In our VMI chart, Om is Atman and Brahman. Other than Om, everything V, BMI, PFT, OET is Anatma. And this whole Anatma is Asuddha. All impurity come from Anatma. And what is Suddha? Suddha is Atma. And that Atma is non-tainted by Anatma. Although both Atma and Anatma are together. Atman is with the Upadhi. This Upadhi is there. But with this Upadhi, he is not affected. He is Suddham, pure. Untainted. Samam. Always Sam. Sam means equipoise. Are we always Sam? No. It is said, Nirdosam hi Samam Brahma. Brahman is Nirdos. There is no dos in Brahman. It is always Sama. And we were studying one of the upay to get out of the sorrow is upay number one. Matra sparsasthetu kaunteya sitosna sukha dukkada agama apayino anitya tantitya svabharata. Upay number one, if you want to get out of the sorrow, what we have to be? In sukha and dukkha, you have to be sam. Upay number one, sam. If you become sam, then you are fit for knowledge of self. What is this sun? When we get some sukh, we get elated. And we, when we get dukh, dejected. So we always go up and down. So Lord suggests upaya number one, that you have to be sam in sukh and dukh. Sukh a gaya, don't jump. Dukh a gaya, don't close your doors. किसी से नहीं मिलेंगे हम नहीं. यू हैव टू बी सम. एंड सत असत, ही इज बियॉन्ड सत एंड असत. व्हाट इज दिस सत एंड असत? सत मीन्स ग्रॉस, असत मीन्स नाउ यू कैन टेल.
सटल.
इफ सत इज मैनिफेस्टेड, असत इज अनमैनिफेस्टेड. ही इज बियॉन्ड ग्रॉस एंड सटल. ही इज बियॉन्ड मैनिफेस्टेड unmanifested. What is manifesting and unmanifesting? There are only two things, Atma and Anatma. Does Atma manifest and unmanifest? Can you say the Atma is gross or subtle? No.
Prakriti
has got this manifestation and unmanifestation, sat and asat, and gross or subtle. We have seen in the Prakriti gross also, subtle also. In our own body, we have seen gross body and the subtle body. So he is beyond gross and subtle. He is not gross and subtle. He is beyond gross and subtle. Gross and subtle belongs to Prakriti, belongs to Maya. And he is Maya Tita. He is beyond. So Sat Asat. And what is that? Param Atma Tattvam. What is that? Tattva, essence. That is why it is called Tattva-bodha. We have Tattva-bodha, the essence, Param. Is there anything beyond that? No, that is the Param, last limit. Don't ask who is the father and mother of Brahman. No, that is Param. Param Atma Tattvam. Sabdo na yattra purukartvan. Sabdo, sabda. Sabda can be Laukik or Vedic. Laukik and Vedic means empirical word, Sabda. And Vedic means six scripture words. They cannot illumine that. You remember? Na tatra vāk gacchati, na chakshu, na mano, na vidmaho. Yada hai? same thing it is here, sabdo nayatra purukarkama. You cannot illumine by the words. Words are only indicators. Words are only indicators. Nirakar is without akar. Nirgun without any gun. So words are only indicator. Word cannot illumine. If word can illuminate, then the what will happen, do you know? He becomes an object. Once the Brahman becomes an object, then what will happen? Again he becomes Drishya. Once he becomes Drishya, then the rule follows then after that. So you cannot illuminate by the word. Words are only indicator to reach that place. Sato nayatra purukar kaman kriyartho, and by kriya also you can never ready him, never reach him. If somebody tells you that you do this yajna, you will come to know Brahman, it will never happen. Never, never will happen. And the classic example is given is about a room which is dark for thousand and thousand years. And you are given one spade and one basket. Okay, you take out all the darkness, put it in the basket and throw it out. Can you bring light by throwing the darkness out in your basket? You can remove dust and all these things, but can you remove the darkness? No, you will never be successful.
But don't we say we have to remove our ignorance?
You see, you cannot remove your ignorance by action. Because the action's father is Ajnana. What is Vasana? Vasana is ignorance. Because of that ignorance, a desire comes into your intellect and at your body level you act. So who is the father of action? Ajnana. Now tell me, by doing action can you get jnan? Jiska baap ajnan hai. how ajnan can remove jnan? Remove ajnan itself. By ajnan you cannot remove ajnan. Ajnan can be removed only by jnan.
But kriya is required for chitta shuddhi.
It is required for chitta shuddhi. Don't misunderstand. Everything is required. That is the pre-requirement. But once the mind is purified, then after that don't do karma yoga. You don't have to do any other thing. Puja, japa, scripture study, not required. Once they have given their result, stop it. Now move forward. But what we do? We continue to do the same thing again and again. Whole life doing the same thing. So it is said, kriyatho, maya paraita vimukhe cha vilajyamana. And the maya, which is the cause of all impurities. Jitna golmala is only because of maya. So maya, when it comes in the front of that paramatma tattva from the Brahman, then it also feels ashamed and runs away. Bilajjamana, vishesh rupena lajja, and she runs away. Maya can't stand before Brahman. Brahman can remain without Maya, but Maya cannot remain without Brahman. So all the impurities, all the creations made by Maya, they all run away. These are all superimposition on Brahman. So now, are you understanding what is Brahman? This is the main essence part of the whole Bhagavad, all Upanishad, Gita, Ramayana. This is the essence. In three verses he is going to cover about the nature of Brahman, and the whole elaboration after that, the whole book is only this one. What we are going to study now, these are all the nature of Brahman. Next.
Tadvai padam bhagavata paramasya pumsaha ब्रह्मेति यद्विदुरजस्रसुखं विशोकं सद्ग्रण्यम्य यदतो यमकर्तहेतिं जयूस्वराडिवनिपानखनित्रमिन्द्रः
तद्वै पदं तद् दैट पद पद मीन्स दैट ब्रह्म तद्वै पदं भगवतः परमस्य पुंसः All Paramahansa, all Mahatma, they strive for that thing. What is that thing? Brahman. How is that Brahman? Sasvata, Prasantam, Abhayam, Pratibodha Matram, Suddham, Samam, which is beyond Sat and Asat, where the words cannot reach, whether it is a Laukik word or the Vedic word, by any action you can't reach him. And where from the Maya also run away, can't stand before him. That pada, that go, or you can attain it. Tadvai padam bhagavata paramasya punsa paramatma, I mean the paramhansa, mahatma, they attain it. How they attain it? By controlling their mind. Brahmeti yad vidu. Brahmeti yad vidu. When they vidu means? Vid means to know. Vid means to know. Brahmeti yad vidu. When you come to know that you are Brahman. You all are Brahman only. But you don't accept. That is the problem. Brahmeti yad vidu. When you come to know that you are Brahman, then what will happen? Ajasra sukham. Ajasra. You cannot measure that sukh. You want to know how is that sukh? In Taittiriya Upanishad there is Brahmananda Valli. Brahmananda, Brahma Ananda Valli. So they have discussed about that Brahma Ananda. How much is that Ananda? So it is said that suppose there is a youth. A young person is full of energy, vibrant, youth, and he is a good-natured youth, and well-versed in the scripture. Now the youth will not find well-versed in the scripture. Imagine there is a youth who is good-natured, well-versed in the scriptures, and disciplined, well-disciplined. Very good. Resolute means is a drur. Whatever he has thought, he will do it. Decided, resolved. Strong. Physically? Strong. And he owns the whole earth. Youth, good nature, well versed in the scripture, resolute, physically strong, and not only that, he owns the whole earth. Imagine the sukh of that youth. We have nothing, not even 0.001% of the description which is given in the Taittiriya Upanishad. It is said, let us take it as one unit of human sukh. Imagine. This is one unit. We are young, you know Shastra. Good nature, physically strong, disciplined, and you have got the whole earth is yours. The sukh you will get is equal to one unit. 100 times of this sukh is called human gandharva sukh. These steps are all from Taittiriya Upanishad, it is not my creation. 100 times of this manusya sukha, human sukha, is the manusya gandharva sukha. And that 100 times of gandharva sukha becomes the one unit of deva gandharva. So deva gandharva, they enjoy 100 times of that manusya gandharva. The sukha at that level, there are 11 steps starting from the human. Next from the human Gandharva. Human Gandharva means? No.
Musicians.
They are in different world. Even in this world, you will find those people are out of this world. When they are doing their bhajan and we are doing the classical, they are out of this world.
Instrumentalist
and all that. Classicals and all that.
So, musicians and dancers?
Musicians, here it
is. There, they are called as the Gandharva. But there is a Kala Yoga also. Where it comes, the dancer also comes in that, and the music also. This is also yoga. Why yoga? Because at that time also you are thinking of the Lord only. By any method you have to reach that place. So it is called Kala Yoga. So bhajan, dance, all these are Kala Yoga.
Instruments.
You are thinking about the Lord only, Kala Yoga. So 100 times of Gandharva is equal to 1 unit of Deva Gandharva. They are the celestial musicians. Sometimes when you go to the Uttar Kashi or Jamunotri or Gangotri, some Mahatma, they say they come there and there you will find a column of light, and that light is moving. And the Mahatma say these are all Deva Gandharva.
And you can listen to this very sweet music also.
Music also you can hear.
That is from Himalayas.
Deva Gandharva. So Deva Gandharva is 100 times of human Gandharva. Then 100 Deva Gandharva is equal to 1 Pitra.
Wow.
In the Pitra Lok, you get 100 times of Deva Gandharva. That means your joy is 100 times when you stay for a longer period of time in that state. Pitralok. So 100 times of Pitralok is called Ajanaj Devata, another state, Ajanaj Devata. 100 types of Ajanaj Devata is the Karma Devata. Always multiplied by 100 times Karma Devata. And 100 times of the Karma Devata is the Dev Ananda. Devata Ananda of the gods is 100 times of the Karma Devata, which you can attain by doing karma. You can attain that post by doing the karma. And 100 times of Devata Ananda is equal to 1 unit of Indra. Indra is the king of all Devata, which can be attained by again karma. Remember, Indra post can be also attained by karma.
100 Ashwamedha.
So Indra, 100 times of the Indra, Ananda is equal to 1 unit of Brihaspati Ananda. You know who is Brihaspati?
Jupiter.
Guru of Devatas is Brihaspati. And who became the Guru of Devatas in Keno of Nisha? Who was Guru of Devatas in Keno Upanishad?
Haimavati.
Haimavati. She came and told this Yachvaj, Brahman. She became the Guru. Brihaspati Ananda. And 100 Brihaspati Ananda is equal to 1 Ananda of Prajapati. Prajapati is those who are the creators. Who the creation. And 100 units of Prajapati Ananda is equal to 1 unit of Brahman. Truly speaking, you cannot measure Brahman, just to show how infinite it is. It is 1 followed by 20 zeros. Whatever we have done so far, na? Starting from the human.
I think it's at about 100 quintillion.
Maybe.
Whatever it is, 1 followed by 20 zeros. Just
20 zeros. That means infinite Ananda is there. When you come to that state, that supreme state. And where it is that supreme state? With all of us. It is not somewhere outside. It is with all of us. But we are ignorant about that. So it is said, Brahmeti yad vidu. Yad means when you come to know that you are Brahman, then what we have? Ajasra sukha. So much sukha you will get, ajasra sukha. And then visokam. Visokam means bigat sokam. What is the source of sorrow? Anatma. And where have you reached?
Atma.
And that Atma is Brahman. What is the difference between Atma and Brahman? Upadhi. Atma plus Upadhi is equal to Jeev. Jeev minus Upadhi is equal to Brahman. Bisokam. So who gives us sok? All Upadhi and whole Jagat. Sok. Who gives sok? Sok is given by Upadhi and Jagat. Or it is given by Maya. Or it is given by Prakriti. Or it is given by Anatma. Be very, very clear. Who is giving you sok? And who is giving you sukh? So if you want sukha, you have to associate with Atma. If you want dukha, associate with? Difficult hai kya? If you want sukh, attach to Atma, Satchidanand or Brahman. If you want dukh, attach to?
Maya.
Acha, now you are experiencing sukh. Why you are experiencing sukh? Because you are attached to anatma. If you don't want sukh, dukh, what you have to do? Where is the answer? First you have to disassociate from this, na? You are associated with anatma, that is why you are experiencing dukkha. So if you want to get rid of the dukkha, what you have to do? Detach from anatma. That is only half job done. You have detached from the anatma, but not attached to atma. Will you get sukha? So what you have to do? Detach, attach. So what is realization?
Detach.
One word. Gurudev said, detach and attach.
Detach and attach.
Bisokam. Is it not scientific? Is it difficult to understand? Simple. Detach and attach. Bisokam. And how you can get it? Say, Sangyangra Niyamya Yatayo Yat Kartuhetim Juhya Swarari Nipana Khanitram Indra. You have to control your senses and mind should absorb in that. You cannot know him by your mind, but through mind you have to reach there. Have you understood this part? You cannot know him by mind. Knowing by mind means you cannot make Atman as an object. But you can reach him through mind. How you can reach him through mind? Pratibodha vititam matam. In each thought, he is illumining that thought. So you have to go through mind, go to the vritti. We go to the thought and get associated with the thought and travel with the thought. A thought of Dilli comes, now we start traveling with that Dilli thought. We don't see who is the illuminator of that Dilli thought. We have to see, we have to reach that place by going beyond the thought. That illuminator is always there. Always, always there. If you are living, he is with you. 24 hours, 365 days, he is with you. Illuminator. So the process of reaching is Niyam Yatayo Yam Kartam Heti, and once you reach there, then after that, no more sadhana is required. No more sadhana. You don't have to carry this pothi and always traveling that I have. No. Like when you reach your destination, you leave the aeroplane, you leave the car, you have come to Chinmaya Mission, you have left the car there. That was the means for reaching here. Similarly, all the sadhanas were the means to reach there, and after that you reach there, no more sadhana is required. And beautiful example is given here. Indra is the master of clouds. Does he carry any spade with him to dig a well in the earth? Indra, who is master of cloud, never carries a spade that when I reach earth, I will dig to find out the water. He never carries. Similarly, once you become Brahman, once you come to know Brahman, do you need these books? Tattva Bodh, Atma Bodh, Vivek Chudamani, Upanishad, Gita, Ramayana, Mahabharata, Bhagavad. No! Nothing is needed thereafter. So he leaves everything. It is said, Shastra are useless to two types of people. Shastra are useless. Whom? One to the ignorant. And another to Jnani. Shastra are meant who wants to travel from Agyan to Jnana. Those who are ignorant and who wants to get realization, for them the Shastra are there. Gita, Bhagavad, whatever way, whatever suits you.
Sasreyasamapi vibhur bhagavanatosya bhava swabhava vihitasya sata prasiddhihi dehe swadhatu vigamenu vishiryamane vyomeva tatra purushona vishirya tejaha.
Sasreyasapi, sasreyasa, he is Shreya. You see, we are also sentient. Jeev is also sentient. We are all Jeeva now. And that Devata, Ishwar or Brahman, he is also sentient. There are three stages. One is the Brahman Nirgun Nirakara. Next is Saguna Nirakara, associated with Maya. Nirgun Nirakara, without association with Maya. First association is Saguna Nirakara, we call it Ishwar. And the next is Saguna Sakara, is called Avatara. And who is a Jiva? Brahman plus Rajasthamas. So in between Jeev and Ishwar, who is superior? Why? He has got the guna, na? Satya Pradhan guna, he has got Ishwar. But why he is superior to me?
Because
he is a Satya Guna Pradhan. He is superior to us because he is Karma Phal Data. He is the giver of fruit of action. Why he is giver of fruit of action? He is also sentient. I am also sentient.
He has the full picture.
He has got the full picture.
Sarvagya.
He is a Sarvagya. He knows everything. He knows my past also, what I have done in the past and what I need in future. That also he knows. We don't know our future. We think if I get this thing, I will be happy. But he knows your future. He may not give you what you are desiring because he knows this is not good for you. He will not give. What I have done in the past, we don't know. But he knows everything. Therefore, can a jeev become karma phal data? No, because he doesn't know his future and his past. And Ishwar, he knows everything. How do you say Ishwar knows everything? Do you have any reference? Bhagavan Krishna says to Arjun, when he was given this Karma Yoga in chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita, so Arjun was thinking, am I the guinea pig? He is trying to see whether the Karma Yoga will be successful operation here or not. Is it the first time that I am being advised by Lord to do the Karma Yoga? Immediately Lord says, no, I gave this knowledge first to Surya, Bibhaswan. I gave it knowledge to Bibhaswan. Then Arjun started thinking, he is of my age. We are more or less same age. How can he saying that he gave the knowledge to Bibhaswan, to Surya? Then Lord said in Gita that, O Arjun, I know all my previous births. You don't know your previous births. In my previous births, at the time of creation, I taught Karma Yoga to Surya. And he is still doing it. What is Karma Yoga?
Selfless.
Doing action for the satisfaction of the Lord without expecting any result. Is Surya doing this or not? Is he following Karma Yoga or not? So who has taught that Karma Yoga to Surya? सश्रेयस्मपि विभुर भगवान यतो यस्य भाव स्वभाव भीतस्य सतः प्रसिद्धः. एंड वी ऑल एक्ट अकॉर्डिंग टू आवर स्वभाव. व्हाट इज स्वभाव? वासना. वी ऑल एक्ट अकॉर्डिंग टू आवर वासना. वी ऑल, इफ वी आर टीचर, इफ वी आर इंजीनियर, इफ वी आर हाउसवाइफ, इफ वी आर डॉक्टर, इट इज माय वासना. अकॉर्डिंग टू माय वासना I have taken that profession. All are acting. And if you are doing any good work, noble work also, who has given you the energy? He is giving you the energy. For all noble work also, he gives you the energy. Sata prasiddha, it is well known. It is well known all over the world that whatever noble actions are done, this is because of energy or the sentiency given by that Brahman. Dehe swathatu bigame anu virsiryamane vyomeva tatya purso na virsiryata ajaha. See, dehe swathatu, deha, body. Swathatu, what are the dhatus? Five great elements. Dehe swathatu bigame, when it goes back to five great elements. That means when it dies, it means anu visirya mane vyomeva tatra purusho na visaryate ajaha. But the purusha does not die. Body dies, goes back to five great elements. What happens to atma? Only two things, atma and anatma. Anatma, all anatma things are created by five great elements. My body also and body of all beings made by five great elements. Not only the body of all great all bodies of the beings, but also whole world is also created by five great elements. The whole five great, ultimately they will perish and come into that shape, that five great element, gross. And what was the pre-stage of that? Pre-stage of gross element? Subtle element. So how they merge back? From gross element to subtle element. And from the subtle element, how will they merge? Earth will go into water, water will go into fire, fire will go into air, air will go back to space, space will merge into Maya, and it become unmanifest, unmanifest. This way it folds back. And when the creation comes, how it comes? Maya.
Maya.
Akash. From Akash. Vayu. From Vayu. So this way it goes. Similarly, when our body dies, what happens? Made of five great elements, goes back to five great elements. Katha. What happened to Atma? Atma never dies. Why? Ajaha. Ajaha means not born. Not born. Why it is not born? What is birth? Birth is end of prior non-existence. Technical word in Sanskrit is called prak abhava. End of prior non-existence. A pot comes into existence, before that it was not existing. So end of prior non-existence is birth. You got it?
Yeah.
A potter makes a...
There was one book that we did.
Yeah, it will come many times.
It will come many times.
It will come many times.
Mm.
So what is this prakabha? Non-existence. End of non-existence is called birth.
What is the Sanskrit word?
Prak abhav. Abhav. Abhav means non-existence. Prak prior. Prior non-existence. When this ends, then we got, say, it is birth. Itna ta clear na? Pot. It was non-existing. The non-existence of pot when ended, that means existence came. Pot came into existence. So prior non-existence ended. Now the pot has come. But that Atman or Brahman say, Ajaha, not born. Suppose if you so know it is born. So there was birth means there was prior non-existence. Birth means it came into existence before that date of existence came into before that date it was not existing. Who saw that non-existence? Something who is sentient. Can an inert see? If you say the Atman or Brahman is born, born means it was not existing before the date of birth. The end of prior non-existence is called birth. Who saw the non-existence? Somebody must be present to see that birth. And the seer must be sentient. If the seer is sentient, that means Atman is there. Therefore, Atman is Ajaha, not born. Proved. You have to listen a couple of times, then it will come. It is proved that Atman is never born.
Soyam te vitastat Bhagavan Vishwabhavanah Samasenahar Nanyat Annasmat Sadasachayata.
Soyam te abhidhat sat Bhagavan Vishwabhavan. O Narad, I have described you the nature of Brahman. In three verses, he has described the nature of Brahman. And he is the source of whole universe. How is the source of your universe? You have seen Brahman, his Maya, his power, and from Maya came Akash and then why? He is the source of the whole universe. I have described you. Samasena, briefly I have told you. Very briefly. Samasena. Harer anyat anasmat sat asat yata. And there is nothing sat or asat which is not in Hari. Hari means Brahman or Atman. There is nothing in this world, sat or asat, gross or subtle, manifest or unmanifest, which is not in this Hari. Everything is in Hari. Rather, everything is Hari itself. He has taken different naam roop. That's all. Everything is Hari. He has taken naam roop. We have studied in the Rigveda Sabhek, Asti Bhatiya Priya Naam Roop. In each and every object of the world, you will find five things. Asti Bhati Priya. This is Satchidananda or Atman or Brahman. Naam Roop. So if you see any roop, and for transactional purpose, we give a name. So all objects of the world, which has got a name and a roop, a form, must have five things, sat, chit, anand, naam, roop. So this chair also has got sat, chit, anand, naam, roop. Naam, roop are changing continuously. Naam, roop perishes. But sat, chit, anand, not perish. How you will prove that there is a Satchidananda here? Exists. That recent part, easiness part is here. Suppose this chair is made of wood, you burn it. It will become ash. Then ash is. Chair is gone. Chair is gone. Is remaining. Then it has become ash. Ash is. That as you put it into the earth, now earth is, as it's gone. So, easiness continues. Samasena hari anya tasmasada satyata. So, whatever you see in this whole world, everything is in that hari.
Idam Bhagavatam Nama Yanme Bhagavato Ditam Sangraho Yam Vibhuti Nam Twame Tad Vipuli Kuru.
Idam Bhagavatam Nama Yanme Bhagavato Ditam. I have told you what I have heard from the Lord. Who told whom? First came the Bhagavatam from Narayan to Brahmaji. Because Brahmaji did the tapas, he got the darshan of Narayan and he gave the knowledge. Then Brahmaji gave to his son Narad. And Naradji gave it to Vedvyas. Vedvyasji gave it to his son Sukhdev. And now Sukhdev is giving to Parikshit. So this is the Guru Sishya Parampara coming. So Sandroyam Vibhuti Nam Tam Eda Vibhuti Guru. I have given you the knowledge. I told you briefly. Now Tam Eda Vipuli Guru. Now you expound and elaborate and distribute all over the world. That means after taking the knowledge, don't stop the Guru Sishya Parampara. If you have come to know it, now distribute. Go ahead, tell to all people. Vipuli Guru, now explain. Don't be selfish there. Mere ko mil gaya, I have become Brahman. Let all the people remain. Jiva. Once you know it, start distributing. That was the job given by.
He is telling Parikshit that it's just.
No.
Sometimes when you distribute it, there are people who are not very open to
Yeah. Yes. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said, in the last it is said, don't give this knowledge to a bhakta. Lord has used the word a bhakta, who is not devotee. Like putting a seed in the barren land, it will never sprout. So what is the use of putting the seed there? It's a bhakta. It will take time. Ultimately, each and every person, each and every being have to realize this. But it will take time. It depends on the impurities of each being. Each being has the impurities. So some people might have got so much of impurities. So they will take more time to clean those impurities. Some have got only this much. They will clean it. Okay. So it depends on your impurities. So that part we have to do. That part nobody else can do. You have to exhaust your vasana, you have to exhaust your impurities. And you have to follow the method given in the books, in the sastra. Then only the knowledge will happen. Knowledge only this much. Go through Gita, Ramayana, Bhagavat or Upanishad, whatever way you want to go, you go. Whatever suits you. Very good. Then.
Yatharo Bhagavati Rinam Bhakti Bhavishyati Sarvatman Nakhilathare Iti Sankalpya Varnaya.
Dekho, it is said by Lord, na? Starting the Bhagavad started from Narayana. And the whole purpose was that everybody should be given this knowledge so that everybody should come back to their source. That was the idea behind the whole thing. So now, if you have understood, now distribute, give it. That is what our Gurudev did. Once he came to know, he said, no, I have to distribute this knowledge. If people are suffering, they don't know why they are suffering, how they can come out of this suffering. So this knowledge will give them relief. They can come out from the sorrow and get established in the knowledge. So, yatha harau bhagavati niram bhakti gavishyati. So proceed with the work and amplify. And you explain, expound, distribute. Oh Narad, you go and distribute everywhere. That is why Narad ji always meena leke ghum rahe hain. Sabko bhakti, 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 bhakti. What is this bhakti? Bhakti is a shop. Somehow you turn the people toward the Lord. This is bhakti. You give them this knowledge so that you turn toward the Lord. So that they become devotee of the Lord. That is the job of Naradji. So he said, Yatha haro bhagavati niram bhakti bhavishyati sarvatma. And how is that hari? Where is it? Sarvatma. It is with each and every being. Sarvatma atma. Akhila adhar. Akhila adhar. Adhar means substratum. Akhil is the substratum of the whole universe. Akhila adhar. Then iti sankalpa varnaya, you take the sankalpa. Take a resolution, I will do it. I will distribute it. Now I have got it. I will distribute to everybody, whatever I know. So that the devotion to what? The Lord. Even describing the maya of the Lord. The moment you start describing the maya of the Lord, a thought will come, who has made this maya? Kisne phool mein rang dala? Are, pata karo. You start talking. Varnaya.
Mayam varnayato musya ishvarasya numodatah sunvata shraddhaya nityam mayayatma namuhyate.
What will I get? If I start distributing, then what will happen? Mayam varnayato amusya ishvarasya numodatah. One who starts describing even the maya of the Ishwar. Sravata sradhyanityam. One is the distribution. Another is somebody is explaining, you are approving it. Oh, this Acharya, this Pandit, or this Guru, or this Mahatma, this Swami is describing about the Maya and the Ishwar, this is true. Just approving also it. And Kathayati, if somebody is explaining, so three types of people. One is listening, other is telling, and third one is approving it. Whatever he said is approved. Sranvata Shraddhaya, but it has to be listened with Shraddha. What is Shraddha? Shraddha means you have to have faith. Ki whatever Guru and the Shastra says, it will take me to that pad, that Abhayapad, I will reach that Abhayapad if I follow the scripture as explained by Guru. That Shraddha has to be there. Suppose the Shraddha is not there. If the faith is not there, you have got a doubt. Why you have got doubt? I have got an intellect, na? I have got a doubt. What doubt? Pata nahi pahunchenge ki nahi pahunchenge. Now he is telling me to do karma yoga, he is telling me to do bhakti yoga, he is telling me to come to the class. Pata nahi kya hoga. If I work for 1 hour more, I will get some money, I will accumulate some more fund. That will help me in the future. You will not walk. You will not do karma yoga, you will not do bhakti yoga, you will not jnana yoga. Sadhya, sranvata sadhya, nityam. Nityam, every day you have to do. It's not a once a week. Nityam. These are not my words. I am only explaining what is written by the Lord. Nityam. Maya, Atma, na muhyati, na muhyati. You are no more deluded. By whom? Maya. This Maya has deluded all of us. But if you start listening to the Katha, or you start expounding and distributing what you have learnt it, or if you are not able to do that, you approve it. Whatever is said in the scripture, it's true. Then what will happen? You will not be muhyati. You will not be deluded by whom?
Maya.
So if you don't want to get entangled with the Maya, what you have to do? Either listen or speak or approve it. Whatever is said in the Shastra is इति श्रीमद्भागवते महापुराणे पारमहंस्याम संगीतायाम द्वितीय स्कंधे ब्रह्मा नारद संवादे सप्तमो अध्याय.
So Brahma ji is telling to Narad.
Now the question will come. Parikshit going to ask 20 questions, which we'll see in our next.
पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः. हरि
ओम.